Hello, 大家好, this is Slow Chinese Podcast by Chinese with Mei. Today, we're going to introduce a Chinese idiom called 杯弓蛇影 through a story in which a man had made a very funny mistake. Before we start, remember to download the scripts on my YouTube channel, Chinese with Mei. They're available in both English and Thai language. Now, let's find out together what 杯弓蛇影 means.杯弓蛇影杯 is the cup, the glasses. 弓 is the bow for archery. 蛇 the snake. 影 the shadow, the reflection. So, 杯弓蛇影 literally means to see a bow reflected in a cup as a snake. And figuratively, it means some unnecessary suspicions, overly fearful.Now, let me read the funny story in slow speed first, before I talk about the meaning.
西晋时期，有个人叫岳广。他经常邀请朋友到家中做客。这一天，朋友们又来岳广家喝酒。有一位客人正要举杯畅饮，突然低头看见酒杯里有一条小蛇。客人说：“啊，天哪！”客人吓得丢掉酒杯，跑了出去。其他宾客很是疑惑，不知道他到底怎么了。后来那位客人再也没有来过岳广家。岳广觉得很奇怪。岳广说：“这是为什么呀？难道是我有招待不周的地方吗？”岳广想不出原因，就立刻去了那位客人家里。这才发现客人生病了。岳广关心地问：“你怎么突然生病了呀？”客人说：“那天在你家喝酒时，我看见酒杯里有一条小蛇，吓得我浑身是汗，回来就一病不起了。”岳广说：“哦，酒里怎么会有蛇呢？我现在就回去看一看。”岳广说完，就马上回家了。他仔细检查了家里的每个角落，却都没有找到客人说的那条小蛇。岳广说：“他为什么会在酒杯中看见小蛇呢？”岳广灵机一动，坐在了客人当时喝酒的位置上。他给自己倒了一杯酒，然后低头看向酒杯。果然，真的有条蛇在酒杯中游动。岳广抬头看看挂在墙上的那张弓，这下明白了。岳广说：“哈哈，原来如此，我知道为什么有蛇了。”岳广再次来到客人家里。岳广说：“误会啦，误会啦，你那天看见的不是蛇，而是我挂在墙上的弓。”客人说：“弓？为什么会在酒杯里？”岳广说：“那是弓的倒影啊，因为样子很像，所以你看错了。”听到岳广的话，客人的病马上就好了。他非常感谢岳广找到了真相，治好了他的心病。于是就常常 去月广家喝酒做客。
Now let's learn about the story with English explanations.
西晋时期，有个人叫月广。
During the Western Jin Dynasty, there was a man named 月广。
他经常邀请朋友到家中做客。
And he often invited friends to his house.
邀请 to invite, 做客 to be as guest. 邀请朋友做客 to invite friends to his house for being a guest. 这一天朋友们又来月广家喝酒。
On this day, his friends came to his house for a drink again.
有一位客人正要举杯畅饮。突然低头看见酒杯里有一条小蛇。
A guest was about to drink a toast when he suddenly looked down and saw a small snake in the glass.
举杯畅饮，举杯 means to raise the cup. 畅饮
to have a few drinks. 畅 that is an expression for feeling free, feeling at ease.So, 畅饮, that means you have a few drinks, you drink to your heart's content.
举杯畅饮, raise the cup to drink, like whatever, how much you want. 突然低头看见酒杯里有一条小蛇,
and suddenly saw the snake in the glass.
客人喊, 啊天哪! And guest shouted, 啊 goodness!客人吓得丢掉酒杯跑了出去。
The guest got frightened, threw away his glass and ran out.
丢掉酒杯，丢掉 to throw away. 其他宾客很是疑惑。
The other guests were very confused,
疑惑 confused. 不知道他到底怎么了。
And not knowing what happened to him,
到底怎么了，到底 on earth,到底怎么了? What happened on earth? 后来,那位客人再也没有来过月广家。
Later, the guest never came back to 月广's house.
月广觉得很奇怪。月广说,
月广 felt very strange and said,
这是为什么呀?难道是我有招待不周的地方吗?
Why is this? Is it because I didn't treat him well?
招待不周
treat not well.
招待 that means to treat someone as a guest. 不周
周
comes from 周到周全 that means complete or being very considerate.
So 招待不周 that means you treat a guest not very considerate, not very complete with complete manners.
难道是我有招待不周的地方吗? Is it because I didn't treat him well? 月广想不出原因,就立刻去了那位客人家里。月广 couldn't think of the reason, so he immediately went to the guest's home. 这才发现客人生病了。
Only then found out that the guest was sick.
月广关心地问,月广 asked,
With concern,
关心的
with concern,
关心的问 ask with concern. 你怎么突然生病了呀?
Why are you suddenly sick?
客人说,那天在你家喝酒时,我看见酒杯里有一条小蛇。
The guest said, when I was drinking your home that day, I saw a small snake in the wine glass.
吓得我浑身是汗,回来就一病不起了。
I was so scared that I was sweating all over my body, and I became sick when I came back home.
浑身是汗
Sweating all over the body.
浑身 means all over the body,
汗 is the sweat. Usually we say,
吓得浑身是汗。
So you're so scared and you're sweating all over the body.
回来就一病不起了。一病不起 is also an idiom that to describe someone who is really sick. 起 to get up. 一病不起, you're so sick, you couldn't get up. 月广说，哦，酒里怎么会有蛇呢？月广 asked, oh, how come there was a snake in the wine? 我现在就回去看一看。I'll go back and take a look now. 月广说完就马上回家了。After 月广 finished talking, he went home immediately. 他仔细检查了家里的每个角落。He carefully inspected every corner of the house. 却都没有找到客人说的那条小蛇。But he did not find the small snake the guest talked about. 他仔细检查 to inspect, to check, 角落 the corner. 检查了家里的每个角落。Checked or inspected every corner of the house. 月广说，嗯，他为什么会在酒杯中看见小蛇呢？月广 said, How come he saw a small snake in the wine glass? 月广灵机一动。A good idea came to his mind. 灵机一动 is an idiom to say like someone suddenly has some good idea, some good idea suddenly occurs to one's mind. 坐在了客人当时喝酒的位置上。月广 sat in the place where the guest was drinking that day. 位置 the place, the position. 他给自己倒了一杯酒，然后低头看向酒杯。He poured himself a glass of wine and then looked down into the glass. 果然真的有条蛇在酒杯中游动。As he expected, there was really a snake swimming in the wine glass. 果然，果然 means as expected. 果然真的有条蛇。As expected, there was really a snake. 月广抬头看看挂在墙上的那张弓。月广 looked up at the bow hanging on the wall. 挂在墙上，挂 to hang, 挂在墙上 hanging on the wall.那张弓，弓 is the bow, 一张弓，张 the measure word for the bow. 这下明白了。And he understood what happened. 月广说，哈哈，原来如此，我知道为什么有蛇了。哈哈 I see, now I know why there was a snake. 原来如此 I see.So you will use it when we suddenly realize some truth. 原来如此。月广再次来到客人家里。月广 came to the guest's house again. 月广说，误会啦，误会啦。月广 said, that was a mistake, that was a mistake. 误会 means the mistake or misunderstanding. 你那天看见的不是蛇。而是我挂在墙上的弓。What you saw that day was not a snake, but the bow I hung on the wall. 不是 something, 而是 something. So it was not that, but that. 不是蛇，而是弓。It was not a snake, but the bow. 客人说，弓为什么会在酒杯里？ The guest said,The bowl, why is it in the glass? 月广说，那是弓的倒影啊。That's the reflection of the bowl. 倒影 the reflection, the shadow. Because they look alike, you got it wrong. 因为叶子，因为样子很像，所以你看错了。样子很像 they look alike. 听到月广的话，客人的病马上就好了。Hearing 月广's words, the guest became well immediately. 他非常感谢月广找到了真相。He was very grateful to 月广 for finding the truth, 治好了他的心病 and for relieving his anxiety. 心病，心 is the heart, 病 the sickness.心病 the sickness in his heart, here refers to the anxiety, 治好了心病 ,relieve one's anxiety. 于是就常常去月广家喝酒做客。So later, he often went to 月广's house for a drink. Now let's test our understanding with the normal speed version.
西晋时期有个人叫月广，他经常邀请朋友到家中做客。这一天，朋友们又来月广家喝酒。有一位客人正要举杯畅饮，突然低头看见酒杯里有一条小蛇。客人喊：“啊，天哪！”客人吓得丢掉酒杯，跑了出去。其他宾客很是疑惑，不知道他到底怎么了。后来，那位客人再也没有来过月广家。月广觉得很奇怪。月广说：“这是为什么呀？难道是我有招待不周的地方吗？”月广想不出原因，就立刻去了那位客人家里，这才发现客人生病了。月广关心地问：“你怎么突然生病了呀？”客人说：“那天在你家喝酒时，我看见酒杯里有一条小蛇，吓得我浑身是汗，回来就一病不起了。”月广说：“哦，酒里怎么会有蛇呢？我现在就回去看一看。”月广说完就马上回家了。他仔细检查了家里的每个角落，却都没有找到客人说的那条小蛇。月广说：“他为什么会在酒杯中看见小蛇呢？”月广灵机一动，坐在了客人当时喝酒的位置上。他给自己倒了一杯酒，然后低头看向酒杯，果然真的有条蛇在酒杯中游动。月广抬头看看挂在墙上的那张弓，这下明白了。月广说：“哈哈，原来如此，我知道为什么有蛇了。”月广再次来到客人家里。月广说：“误会啦，误会啦，你那天看见的不是蛇，而是我挂在墙上的弓。”客人说：“弓为什么会在酒杯里？”月广说：“那是弓的倒影啊，因为样子很像，所以你看错了。”听到月广的话，客人的病马上就好了。他非常感谢月广找到了真相，治好了他的心病，于是就常常去月广家喝酒做客。
So, is it a fun story? Now let's take a look at two examples on how we use the idiom in sentences.
刚才是他在摇桌子，不是地震，你不要杯弓蛇影了。
It was him shaking the table just now. It was not an earthquake. Don't be too fearful.
刚才是他在摇桌子，不是地震，你不要杯弓蛇影了。
The second example.
疫情之下，小明一不舒服就觉得自己感染了新冠病毒。有的朋友说他这是杯弓蛇影。
With the pandemic crisis, 小明 believes he has been infected with coronavirus whenever he feels uncomfortable. Some friends say he's being too suspicious.
疫情之下，小明一不舒服就觉得自己感染了新冠病毒。有的朋友说他这是杯弓蛇影。
Can you give me your own example of 杯弓蛇影? And if you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. The English and Thai scripts can be found on my YouTube channel, Chinese with Mei. This is Slow Chinese Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.